Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
I recently visited with Emily Solis of the Animal Agriculture Alliance.
First of all, I guess it's good to talk to you. And have you guys been busy so far?
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. We're always busy. We never run out of things to do at the Alliance, especially the bread and butter of what we do really is activist monitoring. So they always keep us busy, always keep us on our toes, and we continue to monitor so that we can provide key takeaways to farmers and ranchers across the country.
I know you guys have always got hot issues and different things that you guys are trying to work on over the years. A lot of the messages or a lot of the conversations we've been having over the years with you is, you know, North Dakota is obviously a big agriculture state. We're not necessarily known for livestock, but we have plenty of it in the state. And so let's talk about main messages this year. And it can be anywhere across the board as far as the Animal Ag Alliance. But what are some of the big issues right now that you guys are working on?
Right now, I think kind of front and center that an issue that we've been following is a recent court case out of Utah. There was a group, Direct Action Everywhere. They're one of the most extreme groups that we kind of follow and monitor. In 2017, they were accused of stealing two pigs from a farm in Utah, and they had that case just in October of this year. So they did have an anonymous jury. They fought for their cause. They have a campaign called quote-unquote Right to Rescue, where they're advocating that these activists have the right to commit crimes, to break onto farms, to trespass, to steal animals. And a lot of times they're making the claim that the animals were abused, the animals were sick, they were neglected, and that these activists coming in are allegedly saving them from this abuse. So that case was held in October. Unfortunately, they were very successful at pulling on the heartstrings of the jurors. The jury did find that they were not guilty in stealing these two pigs, that they did allegedly have this right to take them. There was very similarly a case last year in North Carolina where activists, the same group, was on trial for stealing a goat, and they were found guilty in that case. So right now they've got one win, one loss, but we certainly expect them to use this win in Utah as kind of a platform to continue breaking onto farms, stealing animals, to kind of support their belief that they do have this alleged right to rescue these animals. So definitely concerning.
Emily, talk about your role, though, as the Animal Ag Alliance. Are you guys more of an outlet to let people know that these events are happening, or are you actually getting somewhat involved in the litigation part of it?
So we're primarily handling communications to let farmers and ranchers, really anyone involved in the food supply chain, know about these issues. So we do have representatives attend a lot of the different conferences that these groups hold. We do a lot of monitoring of these groups every single day, just to make sure that we can keep track of what's their current campaign, what's an upcoming campaign, what are trends that are coming down the pipeline, so that we can let, again, the animal agriculture community know and be as prepared as possible to hopefully prevent potential threats from the animal rights community.
Let's talk a couple other issues which I didn't know you guys follow. COP27 that's going on right now. You were talking to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it's very important we do not lobby, so we don't get too involved, but again, we do monitor, we do follow a lot of these issues. We have been following COP27 because we have noticed that there is a growing interest by policymakers, representatives, world leaders in specifically food systems. With climate change being a huge topic right now, everyone wants to know how we can transform the current food system to align with climate change and sustainability goals. And again, there's a huge push from animal rights groups that we need to remove meat, milk, poultry, and eggs. We need to completely eliminate animal agriculture to save the planet. And policymakers are listening because those groups are very active and very involved in these conversations. So we do follow a lot of those conversations. We have heard reports that a lot of these groups aren't happy that there hasn't been enough focus on quote-unquote plant-based diets, on the elimination of animal agriculture or reducing animal agriculture. COP27 does run through tomorrow, so we do expect a lot more takeaways to come out after the event, and we'll continue to monitor that.
This is Inside Agriculture.